This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Orkin. A 57-year-old man is dead after an ATV crash on the Trans-Canada Highway about 2 kilometers west of Clarenville. RCMP received a report of the crash at 8 o'clock yesterday morning. Corporal Jolene Garland says an ATV traveling along the side of the TCH behind the guardrail rolled down over an embankment.
It involved an ATV that was traveling on the outside of the guardrail, so not on the highway side, but on the outside of the guardrail. The ATV had actually tumbled down or rolled down over an embankment. The ATV was carrying two occupants. The operator of the ATV was uninjured, and unfortunately that passenger died at the scene.
Garland says the investigation is continuing.
It was a workplace collision, or workplace crash, so the Provincial Occupational Health and Safety are involved, as well as the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner.
Garland says lanes are reduced in collision areas to give investigators a chance to do their job. A familiar treat in a tiny blue label found in many Newfoundland kitchens has been pulled from the shelves. Maple Leaf Vienna sausages with best before dates up to and including August 24th, 2025 are being recalled. This is due to cans bulging. Transportation Minister John Abbott is reaffirming the government's commitment to road safety. Dean Clark has this report.
Abbott met with representatives of the Save Our People Action Committee to discuss efforts regarding road safety, particularly as it relates to moose vehicle collision prevention. Building upon previous moose fencing pilots throughout the province, government also committed to continuing to explore moose fencing as a possible measure to help improve safety on provincial highways. A vegetation suppression program is also being explored, which will help slow growth in areas where brush clearing has occurred. For Bay FM News, I'm Dean Clark.
There are two new councillors in the town of Irishtown, Summerside. A by-election was held yesterday. Clifford Bursey and Crystal Penny Gugiu will fill those vacant seats on council. That's Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Orkin.